I will now explain the background of this passage. The psalmist, the writer of this psalm, was a poet who praised the Lord. Who praised the Lord and realized that God holds all life in his hands. But he's also warning everyone else to just know that you cannot trust any other human being. Because human beings are frail. And when they die, they can do nothing at all. And in the Old Testament times, they had no hope for an afterlife. It was only when Jesus Christ came and overpowered death that we got the sense, this hope of the everlasting life with God. And that's why in the Old Testament, you get the hopelessness, this idea of when you return to the ground, that's it. That's the end. And that's why you cannot trust any other human beings. But God, you can trust him because he stays the same. He reigns forever and ever. Kingdoms come and they go. Governments come and they go. Disaster strike. Despite all the new technologies, God reigns forever and ever. And he's actually singing a song of joy to this magnificent God who's the giver and sustainer of all life. And he summarizes the theme of the last five psalms in our psalm book, Psalms 146 to 150. And I think the compilers of the psalm book wanted to stress the fact that there comes an end to all suffering, to all grief, to all hardship, to all sadness. In the end, all of this must make way to joy, to peace in the Lord our God. He starts off by saying, "Hallelujah, with my soul I praise God." In the Old Testament times, the soul was situated here in the throat. This is the vein of life. If I cut off the throat, you die. And that's exactly the meaning. He says, my soul, my whole life, I am praising God. With my whole existence, I'm saying to God, thank you. Hallelujah. And in the Old Testament, the word for breath is often associated for the same word for soul. He's actually saying, with my breath, I praise God. I acknowledge the fact that he's a living reality. Every breath I take, I breathe the existence of God. And then he goes on to say how powerful this God is. But, and this is a big but, this God is also the one who's full of mercy and love. Although he's in power, he reigns in love because he looks after all the oppressed. All the people that's been pushed to the margins of their society. And in those days, they had a patriarchal society, which meant that each family had its own head, which was either the oldest brother, the oldest son. And his main task and responsibility was to care for each member of that family. He had to give them food. He had to look after them in times of struggle. In war, he had to defend them. He had to defend their family name with everything he had in his power. If someone was not part of a family, if someone did not have a family anymore, that was the chief responsibility of a righteous king. The king had to take care of the widows, the orphans or the fatherless. That's why it's called fatherless. They had no family head. He gives bread to the poor. He provides in every need. He lifts up everyone that is bowed down. The Hebrew word for bowed down means someone who's feeling distressed, who's anxious, or is worried. He looks after the depressed. The Lord God listens to his children when his children are in need, in desperate need of his help. He loves each and everyone who obeys him. He takes care of the foreigners, the widows, the orphans. But although God is merciful and loving, he's also just. He's just, and he will not help the wicked, those who refuse to trust and obey him. And in the words of Psalm 1, the ways of the wicked will perish. God reigns forever. He closes his ode of joy with only one word. The word he started, hallelujah. Amen. The text verses for the sermon are, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. The psalmist praises God as the giver and sustainer of all life. God can be trusted because he is always present. He takes care of all his children in a big way. He has no favorites or no stepchildren. He loves each and everyone. He attends to the needs of each and everyone, wherever they are, even those whom society despises. In the week, I talked to the senior section of the Boys Brigade of how some people laugh at the fact that God can be trusted, that he can be trusted more than the new technologies like a mobile phone, a sat-nav, or even a computer. But the thing is, can a mobile phone be trusted? I dare to say no. It's not always reliable. Its battery can run flat, or the signal might be lost in a bad place, in a bad signal area. But unlike that, God can always be trusted, always and ever. He never ever loses contact with his children, not even in a bad signal area or in a storm or when his children need his urgent help. He will help you in ways you never predicted or expected. And you do not have to have special skills to contact him. It's almost laughable to me as I see how many people struggle with their mobile phones. I do not have all the skills to work mine. But you know, God, you do not need. You do not need to have special skills to be in his presence. You do not even have to have money or a prepaid contract or card to speak to him. You can just say, help me, Lord. You can just say, I am sorry. You can just say, I do not know which way to go. And a computer can also not be trusted. Because in 1 second, you can lose all your data, almost wiping out all your hard work. And yes, I experienced this last night when I was typing my sermon. For no other reason, I don't know what happened, but my laptop just said, word stopped functioning. And that was it. I had to restart, and I lost a paragraph. I could almost kick myself. Why didn't I save it? Why didn't I save it every second while I was working? You know, with God, it's totally different. Because unlike a computer who does not save your data for always and ever, God did save us in Jesus Christ for once and all. And unlike a computer that you throw away when it's old or not working properly, God will never ever throw us away when we are ill or old or weary. He will even help us after we die, because through Jesus' resurrection, He destroyed death and He made a new kingdom possible. And the best thing is, God will not go into our files, flick through it to see where He can find tales of gossip to tell other people. Our secrets are safe with God. We can trust Him. He will not tell tales. Yes, He will treasure each conversation, each word we have with Him in the greatest of confidence. And the sad nerve can also misdirect you in a direction you wished you never existed. And I experienced that too last week in Nottingham. Yes, we drove from the court, and the sat-nav could not tell us the way to the motorway. And I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. And I decided, well, I'll just trust. And I said to Nanda, read the signs, because the sat-nav is not going to help us. And unlike a sat-nav, God will never ever misdirect us. And unlike the horrible voice of a sat-nav, He will gently lead you in the best possible direction. But you need to listen as He speaks to you through His holy word, the Bible. You need to open your Bible as often as you can. You need to read to discern what is He telling you. And yes, you will have to come to church, not to look pretty or impress other people, or, dare I say, to get a promotion. You come to church because God is speaking through His Holy Spirit. He is telling you which way to go. And yes, when He takes you on the longer road, He knows better. He knows all the things that you can't handle on the shorter route. You must just trust Him, because He gave us His Holy Spirit to guide and help us through the difficult ways of life. And when you feel lonely and utterly lost, just say to God, I am lost. I need Your presence. And then, just one afterthought. No computer could predict the tsunami, or the ash clouds, or the big freeze. But God knew all about it. God knows everything. May we go out of this building today and look through new eyes to the technology around us and trust God more in the small and the big things of life. Jesus did come to end all our suffering. He changed our lamentations to songs of praise. Let us all say in agreement, hallelujah. And I would like you to invite you as a congregation now, if you really agree that God is the only one who can be trusted, always and ever, to stand up now and say, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.